Enoch and Elijah were the only two that were ever raptured in the Bible. Elijah being taken up was a foreshadow of how Christ was to be taken up. And just like Elijah saw Elijah being taken up in the clouds and received a double portion, so too did the disciples see Jesus going up in the clouds, and they received a double portion of the Holy Spirit. And they were able to do the works that Jesus was doing, such as healing the sick and raising the dead. They even did more works than Jesus because they received a double portion of his Spirit, because they saw him being taken up. So Elijah was a foreshadow, a type of Christ, and not so much a picture or a type of the church being raptured, but he was more a type of Christ being taken up in the clouds. Whereas Enoch, on the other hand, was a foreshadow of the rapture of the church. Why is that? Because believers have the Holy Spirit dwelling in them. Thus, believers walk with God, because God's Spirit is inside of us, just as Enoch walked with God. And another major takeaway that we can get from Enoch is that he represents the rapture of the church. And the fact that Enoch is the seventh from Adam is huge. All six of the people before Enoch died. Only Enoch, which was the seventh from Adam, was translated, meaning that he was transfigured from corruption to incorruption, from mortal to immortality. This is what's going to happen to us at the rapture on the seventh day. This transfiguration is in the Gospels as well. After 6 days, okay, and notice that it says after 6 days, which is huge. It means that we are going to be transfigured on the seventh day, meaning that the rapture is going to happen on the seventh day. That is when Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up to a high mountain where they were all alone, which I believe is symbolic of Jesus taking us to his Father's house, where we're going to be all alone. We're going to be separated from all of the wicked on the earth, and there we will be transfigured, and we're going to see Jesus' glory as he really is. And this transfiguration happens on the seventh day, which is the day of Christ. Because according to God's 7,000-year plan for the redemption of mankind, Enoch, being the seventh from Adam, which represents the seventh day, also known as the day of Christ in the New Testament, and in the Old Testament, it's referred to as the day of the Lord, both of which are referring to the same day, which is the seventh day. Therefore, what Enoch reveals is that the church will be raptured on the seventh day, which is the year 6,000 from Adam, or exactly 2,000 years from our Lord Jesus Christ's death for the forgiveness of our sins and from his burial and his resurrection on the third day. And I personally believe that our Lord Jesus Christ, whose name is the name that is above all names, our Lord and Savior, all blessings and honor and glory to his name, I think that he may have been resurrected between the years 28 AD and 33 AD. And if that is the case, then that would mean that the rapture could happen anywhere between the years 2028 and 2033, depending on the exact year of our Lord's passion. And this is according to the Hosea 6:2 prophecy, after 2 days, which is the third day, and also in Exodus 19, where we see that the Lord himself comes down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai in flaming fire, and there was a great earthquake, and there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceedingly loud. And all of this occurred on the third day. And the trumpet was so loud that all the people in the camp trembled, and the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. Now Moses represents the born-again church. The name Moses means drawn from the water. When we are born again, we are drawn from the living water, which represents Christ, the living fountain of water. And Christ is going to call us up as God called Moses up to the mount on the third day. And when does the Lord himself come down from heaven with the sound of a trumpet and in the sight of all the people and calls up Moses, that represents the church? Again, this happens on the third day. I don't know why so many people ignore this. I actually do. I think it's because they don't want to accept that this happens on the third day or on the seventh day, because they want the rapture to be now. They're impatient and they want it to be right now. And they refuse to believe that it's going to be years from now. And they want to believe that it's going to be next week or the next feast day. And I understand that, but the truth is the truth. And believing anything other than what the scriptures say is going to lead to heartbreak. It's going to lead to disappointment. So you rather want to know the truth than what the scriptures say, rather than tell yourself what you want to believe and be wrong and disappointed every single time. So the Lord himself comes down on the seventh day, and that's also known as the third day. And this is the reason why Enoch is the seventh from Adam. Enoch represents the rapture, and the rapture happens on the seventh day, which is the day of Christ. And who will be raptured and who's going to be left behind? Well, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So when God returns to the earth, what is he going to be looking for? He's going to be looking for faith. And those that believe in him are going to be the ones that are going to be saved, those that call upon his name. Because if you call upon his name, that means that you believe that he is who he said he was, the Savior, the Son of God. That's all for now. Until next time, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.